Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome on in. It is the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, Kyle Quinn with you. You guys with us, 215-592-9494 on a Tuesday. Lot to get to. A.J. Brown press conference a little bit later on as he will introduce the guy they gave an extension to, or I guess not introduce, but, you know, let him talk after a great extension. Eagles stuff. The Phillies with a loss last night. Sir Anthony's in trouble right now in this bullpen, but we got a big one tonight. Elimination game up in New York. Ton to discuss. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Listen, if your significant other is not willing to take a road trip with you at least 15 hours, then they're probably not the one for you. I mean, that's real. I mean, because it's a lot of time. You know, this is the time of year where it's starting to get warm and people start to take road trips. And there's a lot of folks that refuse, females, that refuse to take long road trips. So if your significant other does not want to take a long road trip with you, she's probably not the one for you.
You know what? I don't know if you do it on purpose. Sometimes I feel like your Daily Douglas fits right into what we're going to talk about. I don't know if you did it on purpose. But, like, if the Sixers can't muster some life tonight, then they're not the ones for us, and they're not the team we believe in. All right, listen, we got ourselves an elimination game up in New York tonight. And you know what today is about? Today is about hope. Today is about the hope meter for this series. I think we all realize the hole the Sixers have dug themselves. 3-1 is a problem. I mean, it's very hard to come back, especially without home court, to come back from a 3-1 deficit. Is it impossible?
Not at all.
No, it's not impossible. It is
LeBron
certainly
did it.
LeBron has done it. You know, great players have done this. Teams have done this. They've come back from 3-1 down.
He didn't come back last night, but he's done it in the past.
Yes, right. The prime version of LeBron could do something like this. All right, you know what, Hugh? Let me wait. I'll hold on. You go first. Hugh, do you have hope for tonight?
Yes,
all right, I need
do.
You, maybe I maybe
do.
You could rally
I
the
do.
Troops.
Listen, I understand. Don't get it twisted. I understand where individuals like Black Gritty and other people that follow this team, where they are with this squad. They're tired. They've seen this forever. They've seen this for 10 seasons. They feel like they've been lied to. They feel like, you know, they've been taking their significant other out for dinner for the last couple of nights, and they ain't never made it past second base. I understand that feeling. That's what it feels like dealing with this team right now. I'm not there. I haven't been here that long. And I understand that the process has made people weary. But I feel like tonight has to be the night where, you know, Joel Embiid calling out the fans, he has to step up to the plate and he has to play better. I think the big fella has it in him. They just need to come in and, his support cast, they got to do – you got Tobias Harris, you got to just give me a little bit more than 10 points. I know, I'm saying you've been giving as much as you can. We need you to do a little bit more, man.
Yeah.
Tyrese Maxey, the bench, we need y'all to do a little bit more, man. We need a little bit more than 8 points from the bench. The big fella's given a lot, and he's done a lot, not making any excuses for him. But we need a little bit more from the supporting cast, man. We need more from the supporting cast.
Well, they do. And, Hugh, I understand that they can get that, and it's not impossible that they get a little more from the supporting cast. And they could come out tonight and surprise us. And what before I tell you how I feel deep down, I will say this. This series hasn't been blowouts, right? It's not like either team is blowing the other one out. You know, if not for the nonsense at the end of game two, this is probably a 2-2 series. It's been mostly an even series in terms of just minute to minute. There's not like...
And then it was one that got away.
Yeah, right. Like, and, you know, you watch some of these games in the postseason, and some of these teams are up by 20 at some point, right? Like, teams blow the doors off. It's like that Timberwolves-Sun series was not competitive. This isn't like that. It's been a very competitive series. It's been close. The Sixers are on the wrong end of the big moments, and that's why they're down 3-1. So there is some hope tonight because these teams aren't total mismatches. In fact, the Sixers, I think we forget it now because a week has gone by and it stunk. The Sixers actually open up as the betting favorite. But Hugh, I'm glad you came in with some hope today because someone needs to. Because deep down, I don't really have much hope. I don't.
You're not the only one, Joe. You're not alone.
I don't. I want to. I want to believe the Sixers could do this. You know, 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, we were sitting here saying this year feels different. Kyle laughed at us. He might have the last laugh on this one. It did feel different. It felt like they were trending in the right direction. It felt like the East was opening up. But the bottom line is they just haven't in this season, this series, and in general over the last few years found a way to dig deep when things go bad. Like, could they win tonight?
Yes.
Yeah, they could.
Do you think they are going to win tonight? No.
I do not, no. And maybe maybe the Game 7 Mother's Day rollover last year in Boston is on the top of my head. But I'm looking at a team right now that just lost a pivotal game at home, and now they have to go back on the road. And my concern tonight is the Knicks smell blood in the water, and they're coming out to try to knock the Sixers out.
They're
trying to knock them out tonight. Joel Embiid's history in knockout games and elimination games,
not great.
It's pretty poor. It really is. He has not stood up and carried the team to victory when they've needed it the most in these spots. And I just don't know if there's enough there. You know, we keep talking about the supporting cast. The Knicks have more guys. Kyle said that a lot yesterday. They do. They have more good players right now. The Sixers' best player is unfortunately not able to go. I want to have hope. Maybe someone could convince me today. I mean, Hugh did a good job to start us off. Maybe you guys could convince me today to have some hope for the rest of this series for tonight that the Sixers aren't going to roll over. Because I've seen way too many rollovers late in postseason series for me to believe this is going to be different. Last year, they rolled over in Boston. They rolled over and died in Game 7. Two years ago, at home against Miami, they rolled over and died. 2 years ago before that, in 2021, they rolled over in Game 7 against the Atlanta Hawks. There's been a lot of rollovers from this group. They rolled over against the Celtics in the bubble 4 years ago. My gut feeling is they're done. My gut feeling is they're going to go down tonight. I hope I'm wrong. I would love for this thing to go 7, to come back here, win a game 6, actually hear the home fans cheer and not Knicks fans. But my gut feeling is that they're in big trouble as they go to New York tonight. And then I got to hear Joel Embiid on this one as well. We didn't get to this yesterday. But this slipped through the cracks here because part of this series going the wrong way has been the rebound, right? The Knicks have been rebounding the ball.
Oh, man, like second chance shots or. I guess they wouldn't be called second chance. They'd be called sixth chance shots.
Six chances?
Yeah, because they get, like, it was one series where, like, they had about 8 shots.
I know.
They got the rebound, and they got
it's unbelievable.
A couple times. So, yeah.
Yeah, the fact that they're getting more possessions is really the series, and we all wonder why. I think we kind of have a feeling the Knicks are a better rebounding team. They're more athletic. They are just fighting harder for the basketball, showing more heart out there. The Sixers center can't jump in the fourth quarter. That's a big problem. But there's also apparently the luck factor in all this. Joel Embiid on where the ball bounces. That's kind of the rebounding situation.
I think part of it is, they got obviously the best player that they trust, and they're okay with it, taking 40 shots a game. And I think most of the time when you're in rotation or when you're trying to load up to make sure that he doesn't get easy shots, that kind of gives him a lot of open lanes to just attack the offensive glass. And it almost seems like they just know he's going to shoot it. So they're just getting ready to offensive rebound. And then if you're in the gap, and by the time you turn around, your man is already past you. And then now you're left with a 3-on-2. But I don't even think that was the issue tonight. I think we are a lot of bad bounces. You look at the game, every single shot, it just felt like you just kept falling in their hands. Sometimes you can do the best job possible to try to box out, but if the ball doesn't bounce your way, there's nothing you can do about it.
Hugh, your thoughts on the bounces? That the rebounding has been about the bounces in this series.
Listen, I understand what he's saying, but the unfortunate situation that Joel Embiid is in, ain't nobody trying to hear all that, man. Like I'm not even trying to be funny. I like Joel Embiid and former professional athlete. Got to give the man the respect that he deserves. But listen, at the end of the day, I ain't trying to hit that. Show me the baby. I mean, really, show me the baby. I mean, all of this explaining, you lost me when you started explaining in detail about how the luck of the draw and the ball doesn't bounce your way. I ain't trying to hear all that, man. Win a game. Like, seriously, win a game. No, there's not a fan out there. There's nary fan out there that want to hear all that. And that's not being mean. That's just being real. That's coming from a perspective of a former professional athlete that has been in situations like this, knowing for a fact that ain't nobody trying to hear all that. They just want to hear you. They just want to see you go out there and talk about winning a basketball game, football game, hockey game, baseball game, whatever the game is. Just go win the game, man.
It's also nonsense. I mean, that's like there's, you know, I appreciate when an athlete could take us inside and say something that maybe we can't see it or we don't understand it, right? Like the angles and bounces of a rebound and high level basketball. I don't understand that. Like I was never gifted enough, but I never played to that level where I get it, what he's trying to say. But I could check the numbers and say, that's baloney, Joel. In game, so one of his points was, well, Brunson takes all their shots, so they all kind of know they could crash the glass, right? In game one, Jalen Brunson had 26 shots. The leading Sixers shooter that night had 26 shots, same amount. The Knicks had 23 offensive rebounds, and the Sixers had 9. I mean, come on. Like, you can't pull the wool over my eyes and tell me, well, it's just because of this and that. They're out-hustling you, man.
Yeah, I can't. Yeah, that's kind of where I'm at with it because, you know, I understand you know way more basketball than I do, and your explanation was probably spot on. But at the end of the day, when I'm watching that series where the Knicks shot the ball one time and they got the rebound, then the second time, they got the rebound. As a layman, I looked at that and I said, huh, looks like they're hustling a little bit harder. You know what I mean? It's like there's a little bit more hustle with those guys than the other guys. So, you know, your explanation might be spot on. But what my eyes are showing me is that, hey, those guys look like they want it just a little bit more.
Yeah, it feels to me like Hartenstein and Josh Hart are playing like their careers are on the line, and Tobias Harris is playing like
they're playing in the moment.
Yeah, he's playing like he's halfway out of here, and the center can't jump. That's what I see, and I don't need to be an expert to see anything. 215-592-9494. Kyle, what are you feeling? We have an elimination game up in New York tonight.
Mm-hmm. I'm feeling like it's time to turn our attention to the offseason for the Sixers because they're done. I mean, they have no chance to win the series. Once Joel Embiid said that they're going to win the series, they needed to win the next two games in Philadelphia or it was over. All the momentum feels zapped right now. I have no faith in any of these role players, especially on the road, to give Joel and Maxey any type of help. I mean, Tobias Harris is a joke and a bum, and Buddy Hield doesn't see the court, and there's a good reason for that because he's also a joke and a bum, and it's not strong, Hugh. It's the truth.
I just like it when you say it.
Here's the way I look at it. Like, I think the Sixers screwed around too long and let Jalen Brunson get hot. And, I mean, their opportunity was in the beginning of the series when he was not shooting well, and they blew it. So I think it's over. I think tonight's the night where the Sixers season ends.
215-592-9490. If you have any hope left for the Sixers. Some people do. Hugh does. I wish I did.
I believe.
Yeah, I know you believe. I mean, you're a believer. You're an optimistic guy.
I gotta have faith.
You always do. You have faith, and I appreciate that. There it is.
I do, man. Tonight's going to be a good night. Nobody? Anybody? Anybody?
Quick little injury update here, a little news breaking as we speak. According to Tim Bonteps of ESPN, Joel Embiid missed shoot-around this morning with a migraine. His status for tonight's game is questionable.
I'm not worried about that. He's going to play.
I'm sure he's going to play.
He got a little headache. Get some Tylenol. He'll be ready. Catch a little nap. You know what I mean?
Is it a good omen, though? A good sign this morning.
I'm not worried. Like, listen, Joe, I'm not about to play into that past trauma that you have when it comes to this basketball team. I'm not about to do that.
Yeah, and listen, I get migraines. They're annoying. They can move away in a couple hours, and hopefully he'll be at his best.
I like how you gave him the benefit of that. You know, they happen.
They do. I mean, I get them. I mean, a lot of people get them. But anyway, Tim Bontemps, ESPN reporting, Joel Embiid missed the shoot-around this morning with a migraine. So we're off to
this is awesome.
Wonderful start here this morning. 215-592-9494. Any hope left?
The bullhorn for me, it's the bullhorn for me.
When is that sound during the game tonight? That's going to be in my head. Like when Hart's on a breakaway and hits a three, when Brunson passes to him for a three and the Knicks are down or up seven.
Yeah, they're down at half. This has like game seven Boston vibes.
Well, I can't be. I'll turn it off. I mean, last year I watched the whole thing because I knew it was a game seven against Boston and we were going to react the next day. If they start acting like they did in Boston last year, I'm out. I'll turn the TV off. I'll put the Phillies on tonight. I'm not watching them get blown out by 30 in an elimination game. Chris in Middletown's up. What's up, Chris?
Hey, guys. How we doing today?
What's up, Chris?
Chris, we're trying to find some hope and faith today. Hugh's trying to provide it here.
I got to talk to Mr. Douglas first here, Joe. Okay. Hugh?
Yes.
I get it. You know, you are the emotional guy of this show. You know, you're trying to believe and have faith and use your emotions. But let me, you know, Chris in Middletown is a facts guy, never emotions.
Never.
Never hype.
Never emotion at all.
No, so I got to bring it back to earth. The banana is like lodged in that tailpipe.
It's a wrap.
I'm telling dude, don't get in the car, Hugh. Don't get in the car, all right? Listen, Joe, you said this perfectly in your open. We've been out-hustled. We've been out-dogged. We've been out-rebounded. Rebounds are a heart stat. You have to want it. It's desire. And the fact that we're getting out-rebounded like nobody's business, it's no shocker that we're losing 3-1 to a team when we say, hey, from a talent level, they play with a lot of energy and passion, but we're better than them. Why are we down 3-1? Because they have heart. They have passion. They have desire. They have dog. What do we have? We have Mr. Excuse Machine, Joel Embiid. He's supposedly one of the best players in the game, but in the fourth quarter, he's turned into the milk carton man, all right? He's nowhere to be found in crunch time. He has no passion. All he has passion for is making excuses, blaming others, and now he's talking about, well, we're getting out-rebounded because, you know, they're clearing the lane and blah, blah. Shut up. Take your excuses and shut up. I'm tired of your garbage, your softness. Your excuse machine. This isn't the first year. This is your career. It's all you dumb idiot callers that want to call in. He's MVP. He's this. He's that. Where is he in crunch time? Where is he when it matters? Every time in the playoffs, he does this. And what is he doing, guys? He's already laying the excuse for tonight. Oh, I had a headache. I was a game time decision. Because you're not Jordan. You can't show up in crunch time and put the team on your back and score 50 and win. You're going to sit there and you're pre-laying your excuses as you always do because you're soft. His eyes said it all when he elbowed Brunson. Brunson came right up to him, and what did he do? You notice in the street. You know that look. When somebody checks you, you don't look at them like that. You look through them like, dog, you got the wrong one here. You don't want a piece of this. That's what Brunson did to him, and what did Embiid do? Embiid covered. Oh, man, I don't know what you're talking about. To me, that already told me what that means. That means that man's soft, and Brunson looked at him and said, you got no heart. I'll eat you alive if we go behind the building after the game. You got nothing. You're soft. You're scared. Guys, this team is done. They are so done that they're burnt. They're toast. The knife's in them. The fork's in them. They're done. Sorry, guys.
Chris, go Philly. We appreciate it. You know what? You know how it is. It hits when even Chris can't get optimistic about something.
Yeah,
I mean, that guy.
I tried.
I know you did. You gave him a little bet at the end to try to get here.
See, I'm from that old school, man, and I try to understand the new wave athlete. I do. But coming from where I came from, and you know, we all have adversity. So I'm not about to play the adversity card, but. There are certain things that there are no excuses. You just got to get it done. Like, it's just a part of being, to me, a professional athlete. Like, and to sit there. And again, everything that he's saying might be true. Ain't nobody trying to hear that, man. Ain't nobody trying to hear that. You know, it's funny because Rhea just sent me a text. And she said, I know what's wrong with him. And I asked her what it was. Now, can I repeat what Rhea said?
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I cannot repeat what she said, but you know what? We work at WM. Use your imagination. You know real. You know her just as well as I do. Use your imagination. And it's one of those things, man, where I can't, like, and when people make excuses, I understand that you love the player and things like that, but as a former professional athlete, there are certain things that when you come into this that you know for a fact that excuse dog ain't going to hunt. I'm sick. I stubbed my toe. Like, anytime, I was always under the mindset that regardless to what I had going on, if it was in my personal life or my physical ability or whatever, that when I walked out there on that field, I lose all those excuses because nobody cares. When I went to Jacksonville, I knew my knee was jacked up, and I was told that, you know, you would have a chance to heal, but that wasn't the case. Couldn't say anything about it. Just had to go out there and get it done. Didn't get it done. And people were like, what's wrong with you? Nothing. I can't. Nobody cares about that. That's not an excuse that I could readily use. I stunk. I didn't play well. I was hurt, but nobody cared about that. I have to go out there and I have to do my job, and I didn't get it done. Bottom line, you have to go out there and you have to do your job.
Well, that's it for tonight. Like, I don't care about a migraine or a knee or whatever tonight. It's an elimination game. Like, of all of the Sixers' playoff failures over the years, this one's going to be up there in the Embiid era. They were favored in this series. Who's the second best player on the Knicks? Anunoby? Like, who's their Hart? Like, this, that, we're gonna go down in five to a team whose second best player is Josh Hart, and I like Josh Hart.
A bunch of tryhards.
Yeah, like, and he's a good NBA player, but come on. You know, it's one thing to go down to Jimmy Butler. It's one thing to go down to the Celtics. Like, these teams are teams that make the finals every year. The Knicks aren't going to the finals. The Knicks aren't a great basketball team. They are a good team. They're well-coached. I mean, we've seen it for four games now. They try hard.
Gritty.
Yeah, but they're not a title team. It's one thing to go down to a team like that has Jimmy Butler and Eric Spoelstra or the Celtics. They're more talented. This one, if they go down in five to the Knicks, it stinks.
Well, we have another missing Sixer at shoot-around. Kelly Oubre, not feeling well. He's not a shoot-around.
But between the two of them, I feel like Kelly gonna come to play. Kelly has had a tumultuous time here in Philadelphia.
What's Kelly's issue? He's sick? He's sick like Maxie was the other night?
Yeah, so Keith Pompey said Kelly Oubre did not feel well this morning and will not attend shoot-around.
Jordan flu game, low enough for Kelly Oubre.
Is. This is a joke, quite
Jordan
frankly.
Jordan flu game.
Everybody's locked in.
Everybody locked in. This is Jordan flu game, man. This is a good sign. I feel it's a good sign.
Your ability to spin anything into a good sign.
I just feel like
it's admirable.
This is Jordan. Like, I know I'm not the only person that when I hear guys are sick before a big game that thinks Jordan flu game. This is their Jordan flu game. I'm holding on to that, Joe, regardless of how you look at me if I'm crazy.
The part of that that's missing is the Jordan part.
It's Kelly Oubre.
Jordan flu game loading right now, tonight.
215-592-9490. Do you have any hope left for the Sixers? Game five tonight up in New York.
I'm not gonna let y'all get me.
I know, and maybe by the end of the show I'll have some optimism. You will make me optimistic. Yeah, maybe. Yeah. Maybe. All right. Plus, we gotta get to this on the other side. Our afternoon host yesterday, he may have filled out my entire Joel Embiid excuse bingo card in one segment. I get in the car, it was unbelievable. We gotta let you hear what Spike had to say yesterday. The Embiid excuses begin even before elimination arrives, and we'll see how much we can fill out of this card from yesterday. 215-592-9494. Plus, we got a prize today. That means we got one of our favorite games all coming up next. The Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.